Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hawk Talk podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. I'm your host, Carson Stratton, and today with me is Ashlyn Arnsman, Cade Beaton, and John Jennings. I'll let everyone introduce themselves. Give me your name, even though I already said it, your year, and your sport you play. Go ahead, Ash.
What's up, Hawks? My name's Ashlyn. I'm a sophomore, and I play basketball here at Quincy.
Hi, I'm Cade. I play men's lacrosse here at Quincy, and I'm a senior.
I'm John. I am a senior, and I am on the men's lacrosse team as well.
Perfect. All right. So let's get started, and today we're going to talk about the games on campus from the last 2 weeks. We'll go ahead and start with NCAA football. This week, the Hawks played on the 21st at Missouri S&T. They ended up winning 21-14. And went to like to go to 2-0 on the year. They were down 2 touchdowns to start this game, so I don't think it was a pretty one for them. But they ended up getting it done.
Sometimes those are the most important games to get some momentum going your way, and a good comeback win. Everyone feels good about that.
You bet. I heard that they Missouri S&T had that place packed, so good to get.
Let's go Hawks.
Go Hawks. It is homecoming week here, so the Hawks will play on Saturday against Upper Iowa.
That's a dub. That's a dub. We got to get a dub.
It'll be fun. Moving on to volleyball now. Volleyball was down in Nashville at the Lee University tournament, and they went 3-1 on the weekend, which means that they were actually handed their first loss of the year. So they are 11-1 now. They beat Embry-Riddle University, North Greenville University, and the host Lee University, and ended up losing to Nova Southeastern out of Florida. That's who they lost to, 3-1.
Never heard of them.
They will begin their GLVC play on Friday and Saturday. They'll play Maryville and Missouri S&T in the first official GLVC play of the year for them. Now on to men's and women's soccer. They were home at a homestand this weekend. Friday, Sunday games. They played U Indy on Friday, and both teams, unfortunately, they lost this weekend in both days.
But they tied, didn't they, on?
Oh, yes. Yes, women's soccer tied.
Women's soccer tied. Let's go.
And, yeah, so they will head to Upper Iowa next Sunday for a game up there. Hopefully they can start to turn things around and get a win. Mm-hmm.
I heard that Sunday game there were a lot of yellow cards. UAS was there going was at them. They were going at them.
Both sides, men's and women's.
The men's game was
games.
So chippy too.
Really?
Like, wasn't sure if there was going to be some ejections.
Something crazy.
Yeah. The men's team lost in a really, really heartbreaking fashion. They were tied all game. They had chances all game. Supped a penalty late and then got scored on with 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Never a way you want to lose.
That'll get you.
You bet. John, anything to add on our sports segment here?
No.
All right.
He'll pass.
Fair enough. That's what we got. So I was thinking that we move forward. We have a winter sport. Me and Ashlyn are both on the women's basketball team here, and then we've got a spring sport with us too. So I was going to hand it over to you guys, and I want you guys to give me your background and what led you to Quincy. So we'll go from there. Ashlyn, why don't you start us off?
Well, I'm from about 20 minutes away, so I grew up and around here, and I've always, like Quincy University, I've always been around in Quincy and always thought it'd be cool to go to college here, play basketball, and get to stay close to my friends and family and everything. And so I committed here, and then I loved it my freshman year, and I played on staying here all 4 years and just play basketball, and I still love it, so.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. John, we're going to move to you now.
All right. Grew up in St. Louis. Went to Viani. Played lacrosse there. Didn't start playing lacrosse until freshman year of high school. Fun fact. Got recruited by Coach Ruppel at a D2 showcase sophomore year of high school, and kind of talked to him for a couple of years, kept it in my options, and ended up choosing Quincy. I've always gone to a small school, so I like the atmosphere here, and I've enjoyed the first 3 years, moving on to year four, coming back to do another year after that. So
this dude loves school.
I just love school so much. Last spring I suffered a shoulder injury, my labrum. I tore my labrum.
Don't worry, he scored.
I shot the ball and scored and tore my labrum all in the same play. And so we're just working on healing up right now. Not fully cleared yet. Go back to the doctor at the end of October, but we have time on our side, so we're pretty hopeful that everything works out.
You bet. All right, Cade?
Mine's a little bit longer of a story. I grew up in Canada, so I played hockey like my whole life. And then when I got a little bit older, I started playing box lacrosse, which is indoor. I had never played field lacrosse until like 10th, 11th grade. Wasn't really thinking about going to school at the beginning, but I mean, my parents kind of convinced me, like, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. So, ended up talking to a bunch of schools, nothing super serious that I really liked at the beginning. And then later on in December-ish of 2020, one of my best friends from home committed here to play lacrosse, and I was like, that could work out. So
shout him out.
Shout out Caden Prediger. He's my roommate freshman year and this year. So he committed here. Then about a month later, I committed here. Then the pieces kind of fell together. It was kind of rushed. I didn't get to go on any visits or anything anywhere because of COVID. So it was a weird time, but, I mean, it all worked out in the end. And then I played a little bit my freshman year, hurt my ankle, tore my ACL sophomore year, didn't play all year, and then had hamstring issues all of last year, so I've played like 9 games here in 3 years. Hopefully I can pass that this year. And I, as well, will be coming back for a 5th year to get my master's with John. So, yeah. Carson, why don't you give us your background?
All right. Well, I am from Tiffin, Iowa. I went to Clear Creek Amana High School. Out of high school, I went to a junior college in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Kirkwood Community College, where I played in the midst of COVID, so I got an extra COVID year. So I spent 3 years at a junior college when you're only supposed to spend 2 there. But we won a national championship on the women's basketball side in my second year there.
Let's go.
So that was awesome. Fun fact, Coach Boyd here for the women's basketball team, she used to play at Kirkwood too. We had the same coach. She won a national championship as a player. She was at Clark University my 3rd year at Kirkwood, and then she got the job here at Quincy. And my coach at Kirkwood, Coach Kim Mull, reached out to her and got in contact with Coach Boyd and was like, let's do this. So I'm here at Quincy now. This is my 5th and final year. And yeah, that's pretty much it, how I got here. Hoping for a good year. Ashlyn, give me some expectations for us this year.
I think we'll be better. I mean, we have, we're just old.
Like we're old.
We're graduating 7 players this year.
6 of the 7 are 5th years.
Yes. And we're definitely going to be older than a lot of teams out there. Mm-hmm. Like when we're playing against them. So we'll have a lot of experience out there on the court.
Right.
But, I mean, it's definitely, come graduation, it's going to be a sad time. We're losing half of our team. But
yeah.
I think this year you'll definitely hear a lot more about us. Like, we'll surprise some people.
Agreed. Because we didn't lose anyone last year either.
Mm-mm.
We do have a really fun trip coming up this year.
Yup.
In December, we are heading to Hawaii.
Let's go.
We're going to play 2 games out there. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Make a little vacation out of it.
Exactly.
Don't play.
So that should be pretty good. Mm-hmm. Boys, I know
there's a lot going on
the men's lacrosse side.
John, you want to take it or you want me to?
What do I even say?
You guys just can go back and forth about it. There's a lot going on.
Well, first, last week we lost our head coach.
Yeah.
So We're down a head coach right now.
And assistant coach.
Yeah, so we really don't. Right now we're running with captain's practices. It's been tough, but.
And shout out to the women's lacrosse coach, Kit, and Coach Kirk in the weight room, and Raby taking us in and doing their best to help us out.
It's nice to see that coaches on the campus care about us, too, because we're obviously not in, like, the greatest spot right now, but. Right. Only up from here. It can't get much worse.
Yeah.
So expectations, we don't really know exactly what's going on because we don't know our schedule. Like, we don't know. It's all kind of up in the air right now. But I think the group of guys here, they all want to be here for the right reason. We've kind of tried to band together as like a group of brothers to try work through all this. It's weird times just because there's so much uncertainty on everything, but. I think we'll be okay.
I think especially coming off last season, we had a pretty rough year.
Very disappointing with all the talent we had.
We predicted ourselves to be a much better team last year than what we ended up being. And it sucked for me because I couldn't help the team with injury. But I'm not trying to toot my horn or anything, but. We had plenty of talent on that team, and
we should have been a lot better than 5-9.
But we also graduated 17.
Yeah, we lost 17 players.
17 guys last year. So
half of them were fifth years too.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a punch to the face for sure.
Yeah,
with no coach, I'm sure it adds a lot of. Uncertainty for
yeah.
you guys.
Yeah. Unneeded stress, but
yeah.
Right.
I mean, got to do what you love.
Yeah. Making it work.
That's right.
Okay, so speaking of our sports, who is your least favorite team to play in the conference?
Oh. I have my answer.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it, John.
After last year?
Sure.
I'm going to say... not Indy, because we play well against Indy.
Yeah. I feel like Indy and Rockhurst we usually have good games with.
I'm going to say William Jewell.
Oh. Yeah, William Jewell is a first-year program. Last year we beat them in the first game and then played absolutely terrible in the second game and lost our conference game. But I'll say William Jewell or Maryville.
Fair. Ash?
I probably Upper Iowa. Freaking
Upper
hate.
Iowa.
I hate Upper Iowa, bro. I hate the drive there.
Well, they're okay. A majority of the ones that were our least favorites, they're gone.
Yes,
but I get that.
And I hate playing Drury. I hate them.
I'll say Drury just because there's, I guess, history there. I don't know. They're good.
They're good, but they're just
that's where our old coach Bailey went.
Yeah.
So.
But I just hate Upper Iowa. I hated the hotel. I hated the whole experience.
You telling me you didn't like Fayette, Iowa?
Nope.
That's my home state.
I'm never going back. Never going
you
back.
You are this year. We're going back. And probably the year after that and one more for you, too.
Oh, my God. I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, sheesh.
Speaking of bad hotel trips, never go to Ohio.
Dang, that's where we're headed. That's where we're headed.
We are going to Ohio. Oh, no.
First week in November.
John did not have a pleasant time in Canton, Ohio.
I don't know what I ate. We'll leave it at that. And
John, we were in a room. There was four guys, and we were with John, and he woke us up one morning because of his stomach problems. It was not a fun time.
No.
Not good. And then I had to leave the middle of the game.
Couple times.
Emergency uses.
Right.
It was not a very pleasant
Hey,
trip.
Two dubs, though. We got two dubs.
Yeah, but on that trip back, it was cold and raining.
Yeah, it was miserable.
And it was...
Where did we go?
We went to Malone, and we went Wheeling.
Yeah, Wheeling. Wheeling, by the way.
They came to us, though, because we played them somewhere.
Who? Malone? We played them last year.
I'm thinking of when we played Wheeling.
We played Wheeling in West Virginia. Chicago our freshman year.
Oh, yeah.
That was our first win in program history, buddy.
Let's go. Yeah.
And then any other bad hotel trips?
Oh, not a bad hotel trip, but when we went to Florida.
Oh, that was a good time.
It was, but not the drive home.
No.
So our Florida trip consisted of us flying from Chicago to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It started in Quincy when one of our teammates who was supposed to drive up locked his keys in his car at 3 a.m. when we were supposed to leave for our flight. So that was a whole thing. They finally got it figured out. We made it on the plane. He gets a flat tire halfway to Chicago. So he had to go get his tire fixed.
No. He drove there.
He drove on the donut all the way.
He's like
four and a half hours to Chicago.
He had to drive fast too. He could go like 55.
So we get there, but we fly into Alabama because we had a game there. We lost the game. Whatever. We actually played pretty good that game.
That field wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Blame it on the field.
No, it wasn't. The crease was like a mud puddle. Then we drive. We take the 15 passenger vans. We had three of them. We stopped at every single Buc-ee's in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. Never want to go there.
I've never been.
I love Buc-ee's.
It's a great experience.
Yeah, one time.
Highly recommend the Philly cheesesteak.
That was good.
It's like a whole restaurant and store.
Dude, it's crazy. It's like a mall.
It's literally, it's humongous in there.
Do you guys ever stop at Wally's on the way to Chicago?
We haven't gone to Chicago.
What?
Did you play Lewis?
We only played them once last year, and they came.
They came here.
She's a freshman.
She'll be a sophomore this year. So
okay. Well, on your way to Chicago, ask your coach to stop at Wally's because it's pretty cool.
Wally's.
It's kind of like Buc-ee's.
Big gas station.
Yeah. Anyways, to continue my story.
Right.
So we're driving. We drive from Alabama to Jacksonville, which is like 12 hours. Long drive, but it was fun because we won a game we weren't supposed to win in overtime. We got to go to the beach twice. And then on our last day there, we have a game against Palm Beach. They won three games that year, and one of them was against us. They beat us 23-11.
12.
Oh, 23-12.
Sorry, I just haven't pulled up right here. That's why I said that.
Yeah, so it was terrible. We left at like, what time? 5 in the morning to play at like 11. It was a six-hour drive down to like, it was like...
Palm Beach.
Yeah, Palm Beach. So right at the tip of Florida. And then after the game, we have to drive 18 hours back to Alabama to get on our plane, sleep in the airport. We get to Chicago. We have to drive back home again. It was terrible. That was a long 24 hours. Mm-hmm. But we made it.
Made it. You survived. I mean, I hope our trip doesn't get...
Yeah. If we get any, like...
We are one delay away from missing Christmas.
If we miss
Knock
Christmas,
on wood.
If we miss Christmas, bro, it's over. I'm not coming back, actually. I'm not.
Coach Boy, this is a warning.
Yeah, right here. Right here, right now.
Yeah. Well, geez. I do have a fun little segment here at the end, unless anyone has anything else they want to say.
I don't got anything.
Any fun topics to bring up?
Homecoming events?
Favorite thing to do at homecoming.
Well...
That you can We're say on the like Hawk Talk podcast.
Well, I'm on court, so vote for me.
Everyone in this room but me, Carson, is on court.
And John and Cade are on.
Cade and John are up for homecoming king.
Yep.
And Ashlyn is
up. Me and John are going to duke it out for homecoming king. No, I'm just kidding.
Just give it to both of you, honestly.
And then Ashlyn is up for homecoming princess.
Yep. Don't play.
And
shoot me a vote.
Yep. I hear that this year we're going to have a car at home, like a beat-up junk car at homecoming.
Let's go.
And it's for SAC, and they're going to hit it. You get to pay, and you get to hit it. That's what I heard.
John, what's your favorite thing to do at homecoming?
Favorite thing to do at homecoming? Obviously work the football game. No. I do love my internship. I do love my job.
Karen?
Yeah,
shout out Karen Kemner.
And Carla.
And Carla. And Kyle. And Nolan.
Yeah.
And Liv and Alex. The whole game.
Everyone in athletics, honestly. Honestly, it's probably just the football game in general.
Yeah, the football game is usually good. It's like the one football game a year that everyone really goes to.
And like everyone's tailgating. Yeah. It's just like...
The home
opener are usually the
two
The home opener
ones.
Had a ton of people this year.
Yeah, there was tons of people there.
Shout out Kilday.
Yeah. Right. Hasn't there been two football games? Or just one?
No, just one.
Just one.
Good home game.
Right.
Off week.
Yeah. My favorite part of homecoming is, like, last year especially. We met some alumni, and it was like a small world moment because his son played lacrosse, and our coach had, like, coached him in, like, a camp or something. So we met them on the Friday night, and we tailgated with them on Saturday and, like, hung out with them after the football game. It was super cool. So mm-hmm. It was just, like, it was cool seeing, like, alumni and, like, going back and seeing people who were in your position, like, 20, 30 years ago.
True. True. I would just say tailgating.
Tailgating, yeah. I have to agree. And I like when Penny Lane's painted.
The balloon glow is fun.
And the balloon glow is really cool. I forgot about the
balloon glow. Yeah, me too.
We have the parade and the balloon glow on Thursday.
The balloon glow is so cool.
Hopefully it doesn't rain. It's supposed to rain like all week.
Really?
It's not supposed to rain Saturday.
Oh, no, tomorrow it is. No, it's supposed to rain Saturday.
Really?
Like a 40% chance of rain.
If it rains, bro.
That would stink. It was so hot last year for homecoming.
Oh, my gosh. We were roasting out there.
I'll check the weather.
Thank you.
Weatherman. 48%. Weather segment on the Hawk Talk.
Meteorologist John Jennings.
48% chance of rain tomorrow.
Okay.
Well,
partly cloudy.
How about Thursday and Saturday?
Wednesday and Tuesday, partly cloudy, no rain.
Nice.
What about Thursday?
Thursday, high of 78, low of 60. Partly cloudy, 24% chance of rain.
Okay. All right. We can work with that.
Friday and Saturday. High of 75-ish, low of 60.
Okay.
With around a 50% chance of rain.
Sheesh.
Gosh,
it says overcast with rain showers at times.
Okay, well, that's not Saturday? Bad. At least it's not going to, like, torrentially.
Winds up to 10 to 15 miles per hour.
You better hold down them tailgates.
Right. Hold them tits down. Coach Hill better bring the whole freaking shebang.
Yeah. I feel like we've never had a rained out.
It won't get rained out.
It will never. It will never get rained out.
Well, I'm just saying.
Unless it starts, like, storming and, like, right.
Yeah.
And
I'm just saying, like, homecoming week has never been this.
I think didn't they have to delay the balloon glow last year though? Because
they had to delay setting them off.
It was because it was
setting
windy.
Them off because it was windy. Because they don't set them off on Thursday. They do it Friday morning.
Friday morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That balloon glow was awesome.
It is so pretty. Cool. It's cool.
Because got like the amount of community members.
Yeah, and they got like lots of vendors and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and there's so many people, like, it's packed, like, for the parade. Like, we were out of candy before we even made around the block.
We literally go around the block, and we gave all our candy away, like, halfway through.
Are we even going to get candy this year, dude? I didn't even think about that.
Oh, do we have to go buy
I don't know.
No, we, you know.
You should talk
Kaylee,
from
Kaylee gives it
to talk to Kaylee.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
And then, well, we're not even with our team.
I know. We got to go on the homecoming.
Do you have to do that?
Yes,
we all have to be on our own float.
I don't. I'll drive the golf cart for women's basketball.
Let me drive
the
bus.
Let's go.
Let me drive the boat.
Anyways, it should be a fun week.
Yeah. And hopefully, usually is.
Hopefully one of these days we can get out there and paint Penny Lane.
I love when Penny Lane's painted. It's so pretty. Like,
it might not be till Thursday.
Let's talk about what men's lacrosse did last year for their design.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't really have a design.
Notoriously the worst. The worst block painted on Penny Lane.
I think our sophomore year one was good with Bobby.
What was last year though?
Last year was what was it?
It was Sean and somebody else. They just put paint on their feet and started walking on the on Penny Lane.
Yeah,
it was unique. Everyone knew it was
this
ours.
This year we wanted to do a wanted sign.
Yeah, we were gonna do a help wanted poster.
That's funny.
You should still
used to do that. That's hilarious.
Some people have disagreed with that.
Yeah.
Who?
I thought it was funny.
People with a bit more power than us.
We don't want a name drop.
No, we aren't going to do that.
All right. We are, what are we doing, Ash?
Oh, for ours?
Yeah.
Are we doing that plane, like with the
fly, we're doing a plane.
Whatever thing?
Our, like,
hashtag, yeah. So Coach likes to pick a hashtag each year for
it's
us.
It's like our motto for the year.
And our hashtag this year is dare to fly.
We're daring to fly.
Hashtag killer hawks.
Yes.
So we're gonna
dare
do
to
a,
fly.
We're gonna do a plane.
A plane, and we're flying.
Dare to fly.
Yep.
That's our idea. I'm not very creative. So
not very artsy. I'm just gonna be there.
I'm
for
just
more
gonna
support.
Put my number on the square and.
Yep.
QU
just
women's
enjoy a nice hot dog from Shane. And does he cook usually, or is it someone else?
I don't know.
Why are you talking about hot dogs?
Yeah, people barbecue out
there.
Yeah,
they usually
for Penny Lane.
Yes. Last year they did not.
I did not get a hot dog last year.
They definitely do.
Carson would have got a hot dog if there were hot dogs.
I don't know. I thought somebody usually.
I'm pretty sure they usually do.
You know who it was? He's not here anymore.
Dang it.
It's the old, who's in charge of housing.
Court?
Oh, Court?
No, but it was a guy before Court that did it.
I don't know.
Don't know him.
Must have been pre-Carson and pre-Ashland.
Yeah. It's only my second here year.
Second year.
I said that backwards.
Second year.
Hear ye.
All
right. Let's do this last segment here.
Okay.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're gonna do like blind rankings. You guys are going to do this.
Okay.
So like and all so of like us together, like we have to agree on or we?
No. Our own? You each can do your own. So like okay. I'm going to give, I did fast food. So that's what I chose. Okay. It's like fast food places. Okay. And I'm going to give you one and you have to rank it right away.
Okay. How many is there?
There's five.
Okay.
So you're going to go 1 through 5.
And we don't get to see them all.
You can't change it after you do it.
Okay.
And then best list wins or what?
Am I the judge?
Yeah, you can be the judge.
Okay. I mean,
yeah, best
but do
wins.
It to your own personal preference.
Well, yeah,
of
but still, like, who has the best taste?
Like, obviously, there's going to be one list that's terrible.
Yeah,
probably.
And it's probably not going to be mine.
All right. So the first one, McDonald's, rank it. We're going to go Ashland, Cade, John. That's how it's going to go.
That's tough.
1 through 5. Yeah. Pick
4.
Okay.
3.
I'll go 3.
John, you went out of order.
Yeah, John, it goes me.
John, you're kicked off the Hawk Talk John. Podcast.
Lock in.
Okay, what do we say? Ash said 4.
Ash said 4. I got my number. Hold up.
Okay. I got 3.
John?
I have 3 for McDonald's.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Panda Express.
3.
I'm going to put Panda at 4.
Panda at 4.
You guys are just kind of the same list.
No. No, give us a minute.
Okay. All right.
Let me cook now.
Let me cook.
Taco Bell.
Sorry.
Oh, that's tough. It's not 2, so it's got to be 5.
I got to put it at 5, too.
Yeah. Dang.
My argument, and it's for one reason.
All right.
Oh, no.
The Baja Blast. It's at number 2.
Love it. All right. Raisin Cane's.
Oh, that's 1. It's got to be 1.
Yeah.
1.
One. I'm not putting at 5.
One's all across the board. Last one, Culver's.
Oh, no, perfect list, too.
No,
let's go.
Culver's is buns.
No, what? Culver's is buns. What are you talking about?
You guys
about?
Also have to know Cade does not like burgers. He's not a burger guy.
If I were to redo this, I would probably put.
Okay, but.
This is what he would do. This is what
Culver's
he would do.
At 2. Let's see. Let's see what John
He would put Cane's at 1.
Yep.
He would put Panda at 2.
No.
If not McDonald's
no,
at 2.
I think I'd put McDonald's at 2.
And then Panda at 3.
Yeah.
Taco Bell, yeah. Culver's.
Yeah. That's what I did.
So what I did you end up doing?
I ended up having Culver's at 2. Culver's threw me for a loop.
Cane's,
I don't really
Culver's,
like Culver's.
Cane's, Culver's,
Cane's, Panda. Culver's, McDonald's, Panda, Taco Bell.
The reason Culver's is so goated is, one, their root beer.
root beer.
Out of this world.
Root beer?
Not root beer. Not the root beer.
Thank you. Is it root beer or root beer?
It's root beer.
Thank you. John?
Root beer.
Carson?
Root beer.
Oh, say that again louder into the microphone.
Root beer.
Root beer?
R-U-T-B-E-E-R.
Sounds southern when you
Anyways,
say that, boy.
Root
Just
beer?
Just an owl girl.
Root
this
beer?
This is so big back of me to go into depth here. But anyways, the burgers are amazing. I think they're better than McDonald's burgers.
I agree.
And...
cheese curds.
Cheese curds. That's the way to go.
The cheese curds are good. And their ice cream is good.
Free scoopy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kids meal.
Get the kids meal and then you get a free little scoop of ice cream on top of that thing. what was I going to say?
Okay.
Something about.
Your list. Oh. You're going in depth on your list. Like Culver's is what, 2? Is that 2 on yours?
No, it's 5, sadly. Oh.
No, not sadly. That's correct.
Because I put Taco Bell at 2. Like,
yeah, why did you?
That's
why. Because of Baja Blast.
I like Taco Bell.
We used to go to Taco Bell simply for the Baja
Carson
Blast.
Carson would put Arby's at 1.
No, I wouldn't. I just enjoy a nice Arby's run some days.
The only thing good there.
No one ever.
The only thing good are the fries.
The curly fries.
Yeah, that's valid. Carson claims there's good milkshakes there too.
They do.
I don't believe
Culver's
it.
Culver's has better tried. Milkshakes.
Culver's has better everything.
Mm-hmm. Also, RIP Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Can we talk
that
about
is
that?
So
that
is sad.
Steak and Shake. Rest in peace, its soul.
Yeah.
I wanted to get one more patty melt before they left, and I failed to do that.
They used to make the best cookie dough milkshakes.
We're getting a new Hula Bowl place, and then we're getting
Jersey
Cane's,
Mike's.
And we're getting Jersey Mike's
gas.
Opening in
I
2
love
days.
Jersey Mike's.
I'll say it, Cane's is 25th. Overrated.
Carson.
Take that back.
Oh, I love that. That's
you're
what
digging
I was going
yourself
on.
A hole.
I love their bread.
You just
though.
You're talking about how much you love Arby's and
I did
how
not
Cane's
say
is overrated.
I love Arby's. I just say I enjoy a nice classic roast beef sandwich.
right. From Arby's. From Arby's though.
Anyways, I was going on my tangent and saying I'm a crinkle cut fry fan.
That's
I'm
valid.
Not,
that
no.
is so
Cane's
valid.
Cane's W, Culver's W.
Boring.
Now, I mean, if I go to Chick-fil-A and get a waffle cut fry, I'm not going to be angry.
right.
What about steak fries?
Those are the worst fries.
I agree.
I think crinkle cut are the worst.
That's ridiculous.
Did you just say?
You heard me.
No, I didn't. What did
I
you
don't,
say?
I think crinkle cut are the worst.
I like crinkle cut. What's wrong with crinkle cut?
I just think they're like,
No. Carson is not invited back to our food connoisseur podcast.
She hates crinkle cut fries. She loves Arby's. Cane's is overrated.
Curly fries are gas, though. I'll give you that one.
How often do you guys go out to eat, you think?
Too often.
Depends if I have groceries.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Depends how bad the calf is.
Like, I want to argue like once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably over that.
I bet you twice a week probably. For me.
Well, working all the weekends is kind of tough to make your own stuff.
Because half the time we get fed Domino's and Jimmy John's. Shout out both of them.
Shout out.
I get coffee or drinks
just,
like every other
that's
day.
That's not
though.
Eating
just
out.
Love
I know.
Pizza.
Pause.
What? Pizza's good. When you. Never mind. I'm not going to go on a tangent here.
Right.
Okay. Best list goes. Can we go through it?
Okay, mine was 1, Cane's, 2, Culver's, 3 was Panda, 4 was Donnie's, 5 was Taco Bell.
I had Cane's, Culver's, McDonald's, Panda Express, and Taco Bell.
Cane's, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Panda, Culver's.
John,
I think John's. I think John wins for me
because you like Taco Bell.
I love Taco
much.
Bell. I mean, like, I'll eat Cane's because their bread is delicious. Culver's is low for me.
She also doesn't like the sauce from
Cane's. I don't
Cane's.
Like the sauce.
That's When's the last time you tried it?
The other day.
Right. You didn't have Cane's the other day.
I don't know. When I had it at home, I tried my dad's sauce.
Right.
Anyways. And I didn't like it. I think it tastes bad.
To each their own.
Yep.
Anyways, John's wins.
Well, what would your
That's
list
crazy.
Be?
I'm probably going to have to go. You guys are going to think I'm crazy. Taco Bell. McDonald's. Cane's. Culver's. Panda.
Wild to put McDonald's over Cane's. That's
and
insane.
Over Panda? Are you joking?
I don't really like Panda. I've actually had it once in my
Panda.
Life.
Panda.
Panda is gas.
Lock in, John. Yeah. Lock in.
What do you get at Panda, Ashlyn?
I get an orange chicken bowl with fried rice, and then you got to load that thing up with soy sauce.
Interesting.
I love
Beijing beef.
Sauce.
What is it, the plate? You get two things?
Mm-hmm. Plate is, it's double
Teriyaki
rice.
Chicken,
mm-hmm.
chow mein,
mm-mm.
and orange chicken.
Sometimes I'm feeling crazy. I'll get half rice, half chow mein.
I think the orange chicken's overrated. Beijing beef, teriyaki chicken, fried rice. Call it a day.
I love the orange chicken.
And maybe get a Dr. Pibb while you're at it.
Yeah, you always got to ask for the water cup.
Yeah.
And the student discount. Don't forget the student discount.
I think it's $2 off. Yep. Actually, I think it's like 15% off.
Something like that.
It's still.
I hope Cane's has a student discount.
Real.
I bet you they will.
They are sponsoring us.
They are?
Sports, yeah. They are. We have to do some halftime stuff for them when they open. Nice.
And they're going to be at the tailgate.
They are going to be at the table.
Are they bringing food, though? Because I don't think they are.
No, I think they're just giving away, like, coupons and stuff.
And maybe they have, like, their sweet tea and lemonade.
Oh, their sweet tea is so good.
Everything is good.
I might argue it's better than Donnie's sweet tea. I will not lie. It is so good.
I don't even be liking sweet tea like that,
Same.
To be honest.
Sweet tea. Got to be my favorite drink of all time.
Arnold Palmer.
Interesting. Arnold Palmer's are good.
Arnold Palmer's are really good.
Yeah.
Right on.
Sure. Anyways, anyone else got anything they want to add?
Is that the end of this?
Yeah.
I think so.
Gonna wrap it up.
Pretty sure this is a great podcast, if you ask me.
That was a great listen. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining me today. And thank you, listeners, for listening to the Hawk Talk podcast here at Quincy University. We're part of the QU Media podcast network, and you can find us at qumedia.net. Thank you, and as always, it's a great day to be a Hawk.